Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to head on over to Johnson Memorial Health Services this morning, and we're going to visit with Kelly Wente. Kelly's an infection preventive and lab manager. Is that right, Kelly?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, that's a mouthful there.
It is.
How long have you been with Johnson Memorial Health Services, Kelly?
Almost 25 years.
Oh, wow. Time flies, huh?
It does.
All right. So, what are we going to talk about this morning, Kelly?
Well, it is cold and flu season, so I pulled up some stuff on RSV, influenza, and, of course, the almighty COVID-19. So we have seen some COVID, obviously. We'll talk about that last because everyone's sick and tired of talking about COVID. But we have had some influenza vaccines at our clinic over here in Dawson, but it has become respiratory season, of course, and everyone's kind of sniffling and sneezing. So influenza is not the same as a stomach bug. So influenza symptoms can be fever, your dry cough, your sore throat, headache, and extreme tiredness. And so every year you should get a flu vaccine, and everyone 6 months of age and older should get a flu vaccine every year. And here over at Johnson Memorial, we have the quadrivalent vaccine and a high dose vaccine. So every year we would like you to get a vaccine because your immune your person's immune system declines over time, so the annual vaccine is needed for optimal protection. And then every year the strains of the influenza changes, so every year the experts pick which viruses to include in the vaccine. So there's a different vaccine every year, so everyone 6 months and older should get vaccinated annually.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
and you can walk in and do that now then, right?
Yep, just make an appointment at the front desk. We have vaccines available. We're not having, we're done with our vaccine clinics, but we do have vaccines available. The vaccine doesn't work right away. It takes about 2 weeks for the antibodies to develop in your body, but typically, you should get a vaccine between October and April, you may have mild discomfort, but that's not a sign that you're getting sick from the vaccine. It's just your body responding to the vaccine and making antibodies, so you don't get sick.
Right. Okay. Well, that's for the influenza, right?
Yep, that's influenza, we also have RSV. So RSV is respiratory syncytial virus. It's very common. It's mainly just a bad cold. It's cold-like symptoms, but it also can cause very serious illness, especially in the young babies or older adults. It's cold, watery eyes, runny nose, things like that. Infants, young children, adults with weakened immune system, and adults 60 and older are most at risk for severe disease. But there is now a vaccine approved for people ages 60 and older, and we have the Pfizer vaccine available here at the clinic. So, and it's proven to be 89% effective in preventing lung infections like pneumonia. So, you should talk with your healthcare provider about whether or not it's advisable for you guys to get anybody 60 years and older the RSV vaccine. There's no maximum age for getting the RSV vaccine, but if you've had an RSV infection in the past, that can help you prevent it getting in the future. It's recommended for children 19 months and younger. Any infants younger than 8 months of age who are born or who are entering their first respiratory season to get a vaccine. There's a lot of different restrictions or recommendations for the younger kids to get the RSV vaccine, so you should talk to your provider about the RSV vaccine for kids. But it's advisable for 60 years and age of older to get the new RSV vaccine for them.
Okay. Good.
And you can get that RSV vaccine the same day as the flu vaccine.
Oh, you can. That was my question.
Yep. Yep, so it says here it is safe to get your RSV vaccine and your flu vaccine at the same time. You may have a little bit more of that
soreness,
fever, headache. Yep. You may feel a little bit more ill getting it at the same time, but
right.
you can get all three of them at the same time if you can't make that second appointment, but you definitely can get those vaccines at the same time.
Okay, good. So how about the COVID vaccine, Kelly?
Yeah, so we're still in the COVID season. We have seen a lot of COVID infections in the last couple weeks here, but COVID again is on the rise. It's definitely not the same COVID that we saw a couple years ago. It's more like influenza.
People are still testing positive for COVID then.
Yeah, definitely testing positive with COVID.
And stay home if you test positive, right?
Yeah, stay home if you test positive. Don't spread it around, because you and I may not get super sick, but it does really affect the elderly and immunocompromised. They can get really sick and end up with pneumonia and be in the hospital. But they have the new updated vaccine as of September. It's a monoclonal vaccine. We have that available here. It's a Pfizer vaccine. We have had some struggles with availability, but we do have some COVID vaccines available. The number of doses vary by age and how many vaccines you've had in the past. But if you've had a weakened immune system, follow up with your healthcare provider to get a vaccine. And, you know, symptoms can include pretty much anything: fever, cough, shortness of breath, headache, sore throat, and fatigue. So they can show up 2 to 14 days after you've been around someone with COVID, and not everyone can have symptoms either. So if you've been in contact with someone, you know, wear a mask. No one likes wearing masks. And that's for any kind of respiratory symptom, you know, just in general, to protect yourself and others, get your vaccines, avoid being around people who are sick, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or cough into your sleeve, wash your hands. That's the biggest thing to prevent any kind of infection, is to keep your hands clean.
Yep.
And then protect those infants. Don't kiss a baby. There's a lot of things, you know, everyone loves to smell a baby and kiss them on the cheek. And,
yep.
But, you know, protect those infants by not kissing on them,
yep,
keeping them safe. And don't share drinking cups and straws. And then keep those commonly touched surfaces clean.
Right. You know what my biggest problem is, Kelly? I am it's habitual. I touch my face with my hands,
yeah,
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wipe my eyes, touch my ears, my nose.
Yep.
And you're not supposed to do that.
Keep washing your hands.
Yep. Well, I wash my hands, but I mean, I just always touching my face, and someone told me I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, because that's, you know, your mucous membranes, your nose and your eyes, and you can get all those infections when you catch your mucous membranes. That's where that infection is going to get into.
That's right. So I got to practice that consciously.
Yes, you do. It's really hard when you think about it, then you realize how much you touch your face.
I do. I touch my face a lot. All mm-hmm. right. Well, you're a wealth of information this morning, Kelly. So, how?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. How can people get a hold of you, or if they're interested in vaccination? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call. They can go online at jmhsmn.org, or you can call our reception desk at 320-769-4393 and make an appointment and get any of our vaccinations that we have available. We can have your RSV vaccination, our influenza vaccination, or COVID vaccination.
All right, real good, Kelly. Thank you very much for your time,
yeah,
and it's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.